The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the episode.
Yeah.
What are we doing here, Brian? Well, I kind of, it's been a hectic day for me too. But yeah. It's been a hectic day. But what are we doing here? What's going on?
What's been hectic? What are you trying to get done? Do you got a lot of printing going on?
Yeah, a lot of everything. Family, printing, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going good. What's up with you?
Yeah,
you can really tell I'm like super like ready, right?
Yeah.
But no, it's been a week. It's been a day.
It's been a week.
Yeah. Speaking of it, everything's going good. Everything's going good.
Good and going good.
Mm-hmm.
Going good.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I was just outside rearranging stuff because I had to load the trailer, hook it up to the Maverick because Mike from Perfect Poise is coming to get that tonight and then driving it to the show tomorrow. And then I'm going to take the Tacoma to the show tomorrow. So I was trying to get all that situated.
The small trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You're doing the State 48 show tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Because, yeah, like you guys were talking about a show and I'm like, what show are they talking about? But it's the State 48 show. And then there's something going on Sunday that's the Kyusha Club.
Yeah. It's like a pre-2004 JDM cars and trucks and motorcycle show.
Yeah.
And it's right by like Chase Field downtown. They have it in different locations. This is a new one. And it's like a coffee shop and then they block off. It's freaking cool.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, there's just awesome cars and trucks. And then everyone is like just cruising downtown. So you have like streets where there's photo shoots on these alleys and photo shoots. And then people are just cruising around. So
that's really, really cool. Yeah. Yeah. And those vehicles are really cool too. You talked about that one before.
Yeah. Yeah. Being tomorrow, very, how do you say it?
Active. You've been pretty active.
Active. Well, cultural this weekend. Cause the State 48 show is definitely more like the street truck vibe.
Okay. And by that you mean the like race trucky, like,
yeah, very like Hispanic.
Okay. Okay.
Type.
I see what you're putting down. Yeah. So, yeah.
Me and Lindsay were just like, let's just go see what we could do.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I mean, what else to do? What else are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. So yeah, doing that. Then Sunday doing that. And then last weekend was a full week. This whole week's been pretty full for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool. I'm a bit on the other side of it. Kind of like, you know, not a lot of stuff going on, but still busy, you know, with shop stuff. But
yeah.
But that's cool. What did you do last weekend? Refresh my memory. I know. Well, the Dodgers won. They swept the Brewers last weekend. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Where it's again Friday. We're heading into the World Series today against the Blue Jays.
Yep.
I'd like to say thank you to everybody who sent me messages. All of our Canadian friends sending me messages.
Did you get the text message from Joey? You got the phone call, but I mean, you didn't answer the phone. But did you get the text message?
He
ripped us.
He did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory, though. My memory's real bad.
We were saying because the World Series. They were saying because the world, but it's not because. It's
World. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. The one about because it started from his accord. It started from the World newspaper in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there? Did he give that? I saw that and I was like,
no.
Yeah,
he just
really cool.
He said, how dare you and Frank think you know about baseball when
you don't even know.
About that, why the World Series is called the World Series.
I just thought someone came up with the name, you know?
when I hear World Series, I think of the Earth, not a newspaper.
Right.
I think
it's
a valid point.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point. And also, like, maybe does it have something to do with the World's Fair as well? Like, that was like a big thing.
No, he said it had something to do with some newspaper
or something. Just that newspaper thing, huh?
Yeah.
Joey's just, he's got a little pent-up aggression because the Padres lost.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, well, it's okay. Well. It's and he right. lost, and they lost to the Cubs, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's going to be fun. That's going to start today. Excited for that. I don't know, man. Today's a weird day. I don't know what to tell you. Today's a weird day for me.
But no, last week and I went to it's called a 7-Eleven meet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. That looked really cool.
So it's a 7-Eleven down over kind of by Joe Molina's house by like the Arrowhead Mall out here. And so I went and met up with Will Freeman and we just cruised the trucks over. And there was no room at the 7-Eleven. They got permission from the 7-Eleven. So like it's everyone's parked at the pumps on both sides. There's cars packed in. So I have a video coming out today, Monday, when this podcast comes out. And I shot some coverage of it. So you can go check it out. But yeah, it was just, again, just a bunch of cars, a bunch of people cruising up and down the street. And then me and Will went and cruised down Bell a little bit, just the two trucks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man. That's so cool just to go. Like, that's very reminiscent of, like, the good old days, so to speak. And that's just going into parking lots and hanging out.
Yeah.
And you know?
Just driving around, like, just cruising by the mall and cruising down the street. And, like,
yeah. Because it, like, the evolution of a cruise night is really interesting over the last 20-ish years. Because, like, when I started, like, in my town, we basically, each club hosted every Friday, they hosted a different cruise night.
Yeah.
So, like, we'd always, oh, you're going to the you know, Sunset Cruise Night or the Twisted Obsessions Cruise Night or this. So, every, like, the, not all the clubs because there are more than four, but four clubs would just kind of host each cruise night around. And that's literally what it was. We'd go, we'd have our meeting, we'd talk, and then we'd go over to whatever cruise night it was and hang out in the parking lot till like 12 or 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I remember the first evolution of that was going into like Sunset did it. Like I think now they're past celebrating their like 15-year anniversary doing this, but they kind of did it a little bit different. They were doing the same thing, but then they started giving out awards. I think I'm sure they're not the first, but they're the first ones that I remember, you know, handing out awards. And then it just like cruise nights turned into that, like almost to where like people were expecting like, oh, there's no awards at the cruise night, you know? So like it kind of like entered that evolution, you know, into that space of every month throwing a cruise night, having trophies, doing a raffle, you know. Sunset was really good at it. They would have different trophies in the beginning. They had different trophies every month.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. And they came up with some really creative things, and I have a couple laying around here and everything like that. But and then it just evolved into like no cruise nights. It's because like no one was really doing cruise nights for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, there
was, I remember the fun one was like Chemically Imbalanced Cruise Night in Banning.
Yeah.
They used to do the trophies with the bottles, the beer bottles. They would like sit there and drill the beer bottles out. It was really cool. And then it turned into like charge $5
charge $5 for the trophies and all this other stuff. But, which is fine. It was, everybody still went and hung out. And then, I remember talking about cruise nights, about how it was such a, remember during council, how it was such a big deal about people throwing cruise nights and it would be just get so heated. You know, like one dude throwing a cruise night in Orange County was getting mad at a dude throwing a one in Riverside.
Cause there was rules, right? You couldn't throw a truck run. They had to be a couple weeks apart or a show couldn't be on the same. A council club couldn't throw a show on the same day as another council club. And then that turned into the cruise night. So you can't. And then I remember being council president and people were just like crying basically. Like, oh, dude, I'm just like, one's in Orange County and one's in the desert.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to start complaining about it. All the people in the desert aren't going to go to the one guy that's complaining in Orange County about you having, you think because you complain about it, that all these people are going to be like, oh, we'll just go to the one in Orange County. No, now they hate you.
Yeah. And also what was crazy was we used to drive to Orange County to go to cruise nights. And Orange County is like, you know, if there's zero traffic, it's an hour and a half drive, you know. And we'd get in the trucks, man, from the desert and cruise down there. Yeah. That was a fun time. Very, very reminiscent of those times. But it was a lot of fun. But the 7-Eleven thing. I love the 7-Eleven thing because I love how they've like almost turned that, not into their complete brand, but a portion of their brand.
Yeah.
Like their brand is like super car centric. You go to their Instagram, they're always posting photos of cars posted up in front of their place and different car culture and different companies. And I think it's so cool. I think it's really, really cool that someone, I don't know how that would work in such a huge corporation, but someone went like, hey, there's something here. You know, like all these dudes are like into this stuff anyway, and they're taking photos in front of our gas or our convenience stores. Let's like lean into this a little bit, you know?
And you know that huge one that Larry Chen puts together or someone puts together? That's right down there in Riverside.
Oh, wait. Which one are you talking about?
The big one that he just threw. Not that. He threw a big show. No, he threw a show in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
The 7-Eleven one that he does is in Riverside.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely cruise down to that if you get a chance to.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait till I can. I'm very envious of you guys, you know, which is funny because like, what? You, 3 months ago, you had a truck and you could have done that. You know, what's the difference?
I know, right?
Right?
It's so funny. So because then this is another funny story of what happened. I'm leading up to more things that happened this weekend. So Saturday, me and Steiner, Snowdragon from Perfect Boys, went and saw Thrice.
Okay.
And that wasn't on the plan of my, because I had like, I buy concert tickets like I'm 25 years old.
And I didn't realize, like when you sent me, you went to a show the other night.
We'll get to that one. But
okay, but I'm just saying that it's so, like when you sent me, you're like, hey, check out this band. I thought that was like a TikTok or something that you came across. I'm like, oh, no, that was cool.
Me
and
there.
I know. I realized that later on. I'm like, oh shit, he's like at these shows hanging out. That's freaking cool. Yeah.
The Thrice. So I buy tickets way in advance, and then when I see certain bands come to town or whatever. But the Thrice one was kind of last minute. I was like, oh, I didn't even know they were coming. And Thrice is such a good band that just kind of like is lost in there. They're kind of like hardcore, but not hardcore. Like they're very like melodic. Anyways, melodic, they kind of got lost back in the early 2000s of which genre they would fit in. Super talented band, and just like so many bands have drama over the years, like they've broken up or they do this or they get drunk or do drugs, whatever, right? And then this one is just like the same four dudes that have been doing this forever, just normal guys.
Yeah,
but they freaking put on a good show. It was it was really good.
That's awesome.
And I've never been to the Marquee Theater, which is in Tempe. And if you ever want to feel your age.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Tempe, Mill Avenue, during a college football night.
Oh, okay. So it's just a bunch of college kids.
me and Jeff parked on Mill Avenue, which is across the bridge, across Tempe Town Lake. And we had, there's a Prince Street Pizza over there now. So we cruised over there, got pizza, and then we just were like, we'll just walk over to the bridge, over to the Marquee. So we're just walking, and it's just bar after bar after bar, and everyone's outside. Everyone's screaming and yelling, and there's just these like...
Just being young, I'm just like having fun.
Looking around at these people, I'm all, man, this is... Yep.
Yeah.
I'm old.
But it's the same thing you were doing. You were young, just throw trucks in there, you know? Yeah. Like, that was essentially the same thing.
Yeah. But being like the college-age kids, and you're just like looking at them, and you're like... Huh. I don't know. It was an interesting like kind of perspective.
Yeah. Kind of like a awakening kind of thing. Not an awakening, just a realization.
Just like a little bit of a realization. Cause you're at your house so much. You don't go out to the bars.
Right.
You don't do all this stuff, and you're just like, I don't know.
There's people out there still doing it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, and ASU is it's crazy down there.
Yeah.
Especially on a football game night. Anyways, we saw the band. Ran into Ryan from Sunset with the Toyota.
Oh yeah,
And we were like sitting there before the show, and I like looked in the. I'm all, is that Ryan? Yep, he was there.
That's cool.
And then Sunday we went to a Trunk and Treat.
Oh, interesting. Like
an AZ is this thing called AZ Track Stars again? Just
oh, I've heard that.
Like, from muscle cars to imports to kind of whatever. They throw these meets all over the place. So they're at a Trunk and Treat, and I met up with some of the guys from Perfect Poise, and Joe Molina and Morgan went.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so funny because I pull up the Tacoma, we backed in, aired it out. Joe has the Suburban, so he kind of like took up two spots and then opened the tailgate and the top, and everyone's like hanging out. We all had our chairs. I go, we're Corvette people right now. We all had our chairs, and we were just sitting there, and I was like, huh, this is it.
Another realization. Having back-to-back realization moments.
There's more coming.
Oh, my God.
And then we were, you know, it's a Trunk and Treat, so you bring candy. Between, like, the three or four guys from Perfect Poise, Joe and myself, I think we went through 15 or 20 bags of candy in 20 minutes.
Wow.
We did not bring enough because it was gone, and then people were killed. Like, all these kids were dressed, like little kids were dressed up, and it was cool. It was just this really bit packed thing.
That's awesome. And then when you didn't have it, you're just like,
yeah, we didn't have it. We just turned the chairs inward. And,
ignore them.
Yeah.
I don't see you.
Yeah.
No candy here.
But the funny part about that night, it's like 7 o'clock and we're just like, all right, it was over at 8 and we're just like, all right, let's get out of here. So I go to leave and I started my truck and I went to push my clutch pedal. There was no clutch pedal.
Oh my God.
It wasn't even there. I was like, wait. And I had to like get my phone and like look down and I go, oh, the clutch pedal was laying on the floor.
Like all the way down.
Like pushed all the way down. And I was like, Joe was about to take off. I was like, Joe. So he got some tools. Laying under, like on the floor of the truck, looking at this thing, there's a little fork that comes out of the clutch master, like a little rod that comes out of clutch master cylinder. Mm-hmm. There's a fork at the end of it, and that hooks onto the clutch pedal.
Mm-hmm.
That fork had fallen off.
Oh, okay.
So wasn't a big deal, but it was just hard to get to the thing with limited tools. So I like took my clutch pedal off, had to take this little pin out, and then put the clutch pedal back on, and then trying to get the pin in there, and it was like,
you're just doing like straight up surgery in this parking lot.
Oh yeah. And then here's another thing, not a realization, but it'll kind of go back to the thing. So remember we're cruising around Prescott and the truck's just shaking and making noise and all these things are happening. That doesn't happen anymore.
Oh really? That's good.
So I'm driving.
Is that bad? Is that good? Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Good thing.
So I'm driving.
Like, shit just fell off and it just doesn't work anymore.
It's all gone. I'm driving to that 7-Eleven meet on the freeway and I'm just like hauling. And I hit a bump or something, and the whole dash just went goonk and like came out and fell down.
What?
And I was like, what the heck? It like didn't come like not far, but now I could just take the entire dash and just like move it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I got to take care of this. Mm-hmm. So right before that trunk and treat, like 1 o'clock, we were leaving at 3 o'clock at 12:30 or 1. I was like, I'm going to take my entire dash up. So I just go out there.
Funsies.
I just take everything out. And I was trying to find that. There was a big rattle. I don't know if you remember. It was on your side.
Mm-hmm.
The rattle ended up not even being in the truck. The rattle was on the outside of the truck in the wheel well.
Oh.
Where it had where the inner fender had caught and separated a little bit. And it was just like. Brrr.
Oh. Was that from Tanner?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So fix that. And then I started putting the dash back together. But I started like. Putting all of, instead of, you know, just the plastic where the plastic clips in, like that's what it was before. So it was just kind of all loose a little bit. I started like getting bolts and bolting everything down.
Oh, okay.
And doing all this stuff. And then afterwards I was like, oh, this thing makes no noise.
That's awesome.
It has less rattles than my Maverick, I think.
Really? Wow. That tight, huh?
Yeah. It's
wow.
It's good. Right.
That's awesome.
And, so yeah. And then I put the steering rack limiters in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
so,
I saw that.
So I can turn and not have to worry about hitting my wheel on that one side. And but the steering was like really hard. So I was like, let me check this was a couple days ago. I was like, let me check the power steering fluid. And I popped the lid and it was like white. Like
the fluid was white?
Yeah, so there was water in it.
Water.
It was like
milky.
And I was like, damn. So I taught myself how to flush power steering out.
Oh, nice.
And so I flushed it all out, got a bucket, you know, hoses, had my buddy from up the street come over, start the truck while I was pouring power steering fluid in it and just flushing
it. You just run it back and forth through the cycle and
no,
and
it just like it basically you take the return line off and put it in a bucket and then the return line. And then as the truck's running, you just pour fluid in because the pump is pumping it through the system and dumping it into the bucket. But it happens so fast. Like that pump pumps that fluid insanely fast. Mm-hmm. So like went through like 2 quarts of fluid in like that.
Wow.
But then, so I got that all done and I was like, oh, okay, fluid's clean. And I go to the truck and I was like, it's still not turning. Like it's like hung up on something. So I'm turning it and I'm looking under the hood while I'm turning it. And the pulley on the power steering pump is just stopping. It's like, so it wasn't tight. I had to adjust the tension and tighten the belt.
Mm-hmm. It's like, dude. Oh, I see. Because the belt was just spinning on it. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So I got all that done. I think rides and drives like so awesome. Good now.
That's
so
awesome, good.
It's so tight in there. And I'm like so excited now to like
that's cool.
move on to the next step. I was really reluctant and really had a lot of anxiety about how rattly and how it was. But now I'm like, oh no, this is going to work.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's just like, again, that talks about just like, you know, having a plan. Like your plan was to have that thing completely buttoned up and you know, put together. And you just had to execute that plan like slowly.
Yes, exactly. You know? That's what it was. It was just more of like a slow thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's great, man. I'm excited. Now it's just cruising. And now you're taking it to a show tomorrow.
It's so funny. So I go to that concert on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And that was what was the name of that band?
Gully Boys.
Oh, no. Dury. The first one. Dury. Yeah, that. Yeah.
No, the first band was Gully Boys. The one I sent you was Gully
right.
Boys.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, but the main band, Dury. And that's the My Mom Says Don't Get a Tattoo song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're really good. I like
them. They were both amazing bands.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And Dury is like, it's a brother and sister, and then his wife plays bass.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So like.
Kind of like a little White Stripes thing going on there.
It was really cool because it was like. They sounded so good and they were so fun interacting with the crowd, and they had TVs like behind them showing old movies and old commercials, and then like they were playing some Mario
from when they
game.
Were not alive.
Yeah, no,
they were like younger.
No, they're not that much younger. No,
oh really? They're like okay. Yeah, I figured they would be very young.
No, if you listen to the lyrics in that song, he talks about when I grew up, I drove a stick shift and like all this stuff. So they're not super young, but I was worried that I was gonna be like this. Old man, because I just went by myself. I was just like old. I parked by the Marquee Theater, which is just down the street. I'm also hitting all these venues I've never been to. First was the Marquee Theater. This one was at the Crescent Ballroom, and then Saturday night we're gonna go to the Van Buren. I've never been to any of those. But anyways, I walked down to the Van. Right across from the Van Buren is this pizza place I always go to. So I walk past the Van Buren, and it's packed. There's a line to get in this place. Someone's playing. Then there's these kids with like, they were dressed like cartoon characters with
interesting
like tails and
like, oh, they're like furries?
No, not like furries. I don't know what they were, but they were just young kids dressed weird. And I was like, I'm going to look up the band that was playing. And so I looked it up and I was like, let me see if I can find out who it was that was playing. Damn it, I don't have it.
Oh, you're looking at that. It was just, yeah, that's really cool. Like, how was the experience like going by yourself? Because I love going to shows by myself.
It was good. Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
It's fun. I like going to shows by myself. You know, I've been to a few. And it's kind of a little disingenuous saying that because, like, even though I'm going by myself, I'll go see a band like the Pink so I know them. So, like, I'll have people to interact with. So there is that kind of, like, social safety net that I have, you know, with them. But still, I mean, they're doing their own thing. Like, they're not there to hang out. They're just, like, there to play and do their own thing. So a lot of the time I am kind of, like, meandering around and talking to people. And, you meet interesting characters. You just start chopping it up with someone.
I didn't chop it up with anyone because I didn't know anyone.
Not even random people? Like
No. It was just, everyone was kind of there with someone. It was just kind of like a... I walked in right as the first band started, so like there was no time to kind of do whatever. But so when I was walking down to the pizza place, though, and I told you I saw all those people, I came to another realization.
Oh, another one.
I was like, oh, these are, I'm going to look up the band that's playing because I don't like to like judge. I don't like to be like, oh, music these days. I just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a band called The Living Tombstone?
No.
Okay. I don't know if anyone that's listening has heard of this band, but I was like, I the second time I've been at this pizza place and there's been a line to get in the Van Buren. I'm like, oh, let me look who's playing. So I looked them up and then I get home and I was like, oh, I'm going to check this band out. Cause I walked by when I was leaving the Dury show. I had to drive by the Van Buren and there's a window and you can see like the band playing.
Oh, cool.
And it was like this neon lights and all this cool stuff. So I was like, huh? So I looked them up, man.
Interesting.
I don't even know.
You're in a bit of a loss for words.
Yeah, because I feel that like I'm pretty in tune with kind of like electronic music and like some of that stuff, you know, like I do not. This is a video game based band.
Okay.
And they sing video game songs. But they're not young. These are like middle-aged dudes.
Oh, really? I see. I was
dressed up in neon suits.
Uh-huh.
And one guy just dances around, and one guy plays. Look these guys up, and I want to know your. And then they. I don't know. I was like, I'm watching this, and I'm going, I'm that guy right now. Going, nope, don't get it. Don't get it.
I mean, yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
that definitely happens.
Yeah, I didn't know if your kids had. If they had listened to that, it seems like a very, like, if you play video games, you will know about this. Like, if you're a gamer, then you know about this band.
Yeah, my kids aren't really gamers, so, but I'll definitely ask them. I don't think so. My kids are like, you know, my older one is like, you know how, like, you get into a band and then you're just about that band for a particular amount of time? Like, for me, it was two stages. One, when I was young, I've learned about Green Day. And so I listened to literally nothing but Green Day and wore nothing but Green Day shirts. And then later I found, which is kind of funny because this is an older band, but I found Metallica and I was just like, so about that band. And right now my kid is about Tyler, the Creator, just like, you know, only listens to Tyler, only like wears his clothes, like all just all about it. And it, what's interesting is I took her down to a show down at the El Rey, and we saw a band called the Future Nobodies, which is a band I really like from Chicago. And it was. Her experience so far with going to music is she's been to a Tyler Creator concert, but it was at SoFi, and she went to a Kendrick Lamar concert, which was at Staples Center, you know, Crypto or whatever they call it, but Staples Center. And so her whole experience with music so far has been gigantic arena type shows. And then so I take her down to the El Rey, and the El Rey is just a little like a smaller club and a stage and like a really like open area. And I really wanted to meet, you know, these people in the Future Nobodies because we had talked a little bit on Instagram and stuff and want to go say hi. So we went over there and said hi, and I bought some merch. And then we made our way over to the bar, and I saw them, and I was like, hey, you guys want a drink? So I bought them some drinks, and, you know, everything was cool. And then my kid goes, hold on, you can do that? You can just, like, talk to these people? And I was like, yeah. I said, I just, like, saw them on TikTok, said, hey, I like your music, blah, blah. And we started just, like, you know, chopping it up, and she's like, wait, you could do that? And I was like, yeah, you could do that. So it's kind of interesting that now she's seeing this like other side of it. Because now she likes the Future Nobodies. And I just came across another thing that they're going to be coming back out to SoCal, and they're going to be playing at the Glass House. And I said, hey, they're playing at this place called the Glass House. I'll get us tickets, her and her boyfriend. And I said, yeah, I'll take you guys. It'll be a lot of fun. And she goes, so is this like another one of those like small places? And I was like, yeah, like all the places that I've ever been to are like small venues, and like the Glass House, and like, you know how you send me all the stuff from like Riverside, like the Barn, and like that kind of stuff. Although I never went there. But yeah, that like, that was how I very rarely saw like the other side of it. These big arena concert type things.
Same with me. Like the first big concert I went to was 2 years ago.
Oh really? Was that Green Day? Was it Green Day?
Blink 182 was that. Oh, that's the Blink 182. Whatever basketball thing down here. And so like that was the first kind of experience I had in a bit, and then saw Green Day at the baseball stadium, and like I never had experienced that before. It was always either a festival or
a festival or a tour.
Or a very small venue, you know what I mean? But you know, if you want to see those bigger bands like Kendrick or Tyler the Creator, like you're not going to see those in the small one. And it's two totally different experiences. And I think they're very unique unto themselves. You know, like I prefer the small venues, but same. if a big band's coming through, I'm going to go see them. You know what I mean? Like when we saw Linkin Park, like I forced myself to, hold on, I forced myself to get floor tickets for that because I wanted to experience it up close, you know?
Yeah. I was just gonna finish the thought on the small club stuff. Like, yeah, that's how me and Angie grew up. There was a little local place called the Fly Theater in Victorville, and like I remember, like those shows were so fun because it's like this punk rock music, everybody in this pit in this tiny little basically retail space, just like this big circle pit in the middle, and then there was like moisture coming off the ceiling just because there's so many bodies packed into this like tiny little place, you know. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I don't know. Maybe my kid will experience that. I don't know. I don't know if she'd be into it, but
yeah. But anyways, that was an interesting thing when I got back to my computer and looked up that band, and I was like, "This is the first time I've like looked at something and went, yeah, don't get it.
Yeah,
don't get it."
I don't think I've come across something that, I don't know, just because my algorithm is very tailored, you know, to me. So it always shows me what I want to see. And I'll discover a ton of new music that way, too.
Yeah, same here. But I this band is something that I just don't.
Yeah, you got to find out the name. I definitely want to.
Oh, no, it's called The Living Tombstone.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. And I was like, anyways, but then now Saturday we're going to that State 48 show and then going to see Viagra Boys. So that's
cool. Did you already see Turnstile? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you went and saw Turnstile.
Well, I went and saw them before the new album, like when they opened up for Blink.
But oh no, so not this recent one that they were in Arizona for?
No, so stupid because I wanted to go to that.
Yeah.
But then that Mod Culture show was the same night.
Oh, the one that got canceled.
I went and I was like, oh, I'm not going to buy tickets to Turnstile because the Mod Culture. And then they postponed the Mod Culture. So when I went on to get a Turnstile ticket, they were $180.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, man, if it was $100, I would do it. But a 180 and it might rain. I'm like, and then there was no one going. Like, I would have want someone to go to that with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I saw that.
Because they headline that show, right?
Oh, yeah. That's their headlining
tour. Okay, so I bet you that's a different type of show, too. Because you saw them with Blink. But if they're the headliner, like I've seen a lot of the videos and stuff come from those shows.
It's
and they
insane. Look
incredible. Yeah. I'd be scared to go in there and be like,
I wouldn't. Man. I would stand back where Gabby was. Did you see Gabby's stories?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was saying, that's where I would be.
Because, you'd be like, I'm going to stand back here a little
bit. Yeah. I'll be right in the front for Thrice because it's just a bunch of old dudes.
Yeah.
Well, that's very surprising that there was a pretty hard pit at that show for a couple of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
But that even Viagra Boys, I've been watching there because this is their headlining tour, and I've been watching the pits on there, and I was like,
nah. The weirdest thing was when we went to that Future Nobody show. The headliner was a band called Haunt Me, so it was all goth music, all type like new wave goth music, and there was a mosh pit there. I'm like, that is the weirdest thing I ever saw. Was a mosh pit at a goth show. It was really but I mean, it was cool. Everybody was having a good time. That was the other funny thing that my kid was just like couldn't really, you know, comprehend. When I told her about this new, and she's like, well, how much are tickets? And I was like, oh, they're like $40. And she's like, wait, that's like basically free, you know?
That's
like all these other ones are like, I think for the one of them, she paid like $200 for tickets. I'm like, dude, but she had fun.
Yeah. It's
man, we sound like a bunch of old men.
Well, Thrice is only $40.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, dude, Thrice to me, I guess maybe because I've just, that was like there's such a good band. And I didn't even know, but I never heard, like, really followed them. And their new album is I started listening to that. And I was like, man, these guys are just a good, solid rock and roll.
Yeah. I remember, I wasn't like a big fan of them or anything, but I mean, I was aware, you know, very much a, like I put them in the same category as like, man, I can't even think of a name now. Like a Day to Remember, like a
funny story. Scott from Rev B messages me while I'm at the Dury concert. And he's like, hey, you like concerts? And I was like, no. And because he had seen my Instagram story, and he goes, hey, Saturday night, I guess the guitarist for Day to Remember is ordering a chassis from them or something.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
And he's like, oh, yeah, me and Jason Berlin are going. Do you want to go? Backstage passes. Like, come on with us. And I was like, I already got Viagra Boy. And he goes, have you ever heard of Day to Remember? I go,
yeah.
I don't think so.
You never heard of Day to Remember?
No, because I went really big. I know. That's the funny thing, right?
Yeah.
So how you just said Thrice was never kind of on your radar thing?
Uh-huh. I was never a Day to Remember fan either, so.
Oh, yeah. So
I just kind of put them in the same kind of like bucket.
But Day to Remember, I went and like started listening to their music. I was like, let me see if I even know who this band is. And I was like, I've never heard this song. I've never heard this song. So it is funny how those types of bands, you could just never, they could never enter your little.
Yeah. You're aware of them. They're around. I've heard the songs, but
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
I just didn't think Thrice was as heavy as they were.
Oh, okay.
Like some of the, like they're very, you know, they've got their hits and stuff and they're very like whatever, but a couple of their things were really hard. And
oh, really?
Oh damn, this is crazy. This is cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that band Gully Boys from Minnesota is really good.
Yeah, I want to check them out. That's cool. Yeah.
That's why I sent that to you. I was like, oh, Frank would dig these.
No, I did.
Chick band. Like, yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Super but anyways, cool. So sorry, we're talking about concerts.
Yeah, now. I know. Okay, this one's a little everywhere today. But speaking about fun, hey, this is good. Okay, speaking about A Day to Remember.
Yeah.
We have the A Day to Remember show coming up in a couple weeks.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
So I hope everybody's getting prepared for that. Pre-reg, I think, just ended or is just ending by the time this episode comes out. But hit up Izzy on usually, I think, I don't know what the best place, I think Facebook is the best place to catch them or Instagram.
Day to Remember on Instagram.
Yeah, Day to Remember on Instagram. Go talk to them. But I do think that the registration's closed for that, but that's going to be happening in 2 weeks. I'm in this really weird space about like shows coming up and stuff. Like it's very funny because like you're so busy and everything's going on, and I feel quite the opposite. I feel like there's a bunch of stuff going on, but not yet. Like I'm a little delayed. Mm-hmm. Like next week, as in not this when the episode comes out, but next week, it's going to start to get hectic because we're going to start getting ready for that Day to Remember Day of the Dead show, and that moves into the Day to Remember show, which moves into Dino's. That's going to be a pretty busy 3 weeks right there.
Yeah, I'm real curious what's going to happen because I have 4 weekends of shows in a row,
mm-hmm.
and I have no idea how the next 2 shows are going to be. Usually it's like, I kind of know how Day to Remember is going to be sales-wise. Mm-hmm. I know how Dino's is going to be sales-wise. Mm-hmm. I know these shows because I've never been to this State 48 thing or this type of show. So I could sell $100 worth of stuff. I could sell a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Day of the Dead thing in downtown Riverside. If anyone is from the Inland Empire or whatever, SoCal wants to come out, they're doing a car show and this festival. So come out and hang out. It's all free. I have no idea how that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I'm just kind of rocking down there.
I'm like, do I bring just my totes of shirts? Like, or do I bring, I almost want to just load everything into my trailer.
Mm-hmm. And just bring it to see what happens.
And see what happens, because then I'll just take that to Day to Remember and then just take that to Dino's. It's kind of like, oh no.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the same freaking boat.
I just don't have no idea.
I have all my stock. I'm ready to go, but I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but all right, it's going to be fun. That the Day of the Dead show is going to be really cool just cuz like it's in downtown Riverside. It's just such a cool location.
I think that's going to be downtown Riverside.
Yeah, it's just going to be super cool.
Yeah. And you've never really hung out down there?
No. Like my youth was really spent in like more Ontario area, like, you know,
So speaking of like going to concerts when we were younger, when I started going to Spanky's Cafe, which is literally right where we're going to be setting up.
Yeah.
So like we're going to be setting right in front of the courthouse, which is a historical courthouse on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So like it'll be cool to be down there.
Yeah. Now I didn't do too much stuff in that area. No, we just, like I said, we did a lot of Glass House. We did a lot of, I'm forgetting the names, a lot of more like Wiltern kind of things, like L.A., but yeah, no, it's going to be fun. And then what else was I going to talk about? Upcoming events and stuff.
I have notes. We have.
We're kind of hobbling this one along.
Yeah. We're kind of.
Come on.
Day of the Dead, Day to Remember, Dino's.
Dino's is always just insanity. Like that's going to be an interesting week. I was thinking about coming out Wednesday for that so we could, you know, do like an episode. Because I know like once Thursday comes around, it's just like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, because Chupas is coming out. Brent's coming out. Carl's coming out. Carl will be here at his parents' house.
Heck yeah. So
like, we're going to have this. It's just, I'm so excited just for the booth atmosphere again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be. Dude, that's cool. I forgot Brent was going to go. He always makes it fun.
Yep. Yeah. It'll be an interesting bunk situation at the house here.
Well, no one's getting my room, so.
Come that's Wednesday and claim it.
Yeah. I'll be there Wednesday anyway. I'll be the first one there, so I'm just gonna be like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, then my buddy Tristan, Renderings by Tristan, he's going to stay here too, but I just told him, I'm like, you're good with like an air mattress in the kitchen, dining room? And he goes, yeah, I don't care, man. I was like,
that's cool. Is that the guy who designed the wheel? Is that the? Yeah. Very good. That's cool.
Yeah, so you'll get the one bed. Chupas will get the office. And then, we'll figure it out for Brent.
Yeah, that's
Brent
cool.
Can get the couch. No, I don't know.
It's going to be like a little like reality show type atmosphere.
Well, luckily Carl, like his parents live right here, so he just was.
Oh, yeah. No, I was. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah, anything else? Anything else going on? I don't know, man.
I'm going to Turkey Drag. You're not going to Turkey Drag because you're lame.
I know. I'm going to our friend's wedding.
Yeah. I, you know.
That's all good. Yeah. I like weddings. I'm a wedding guy. I like weddings. I like going to weddings. I think it's cool. You know,
I stopped liking going to weddings. Late 30s. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I did all the weddings. Everyone got married.
But then, well,
now some, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, some are later in life, like Glenn and Kim. They're later in life getting married, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. And then we'll see what happens when if we have the second round of weddings with some people, you know what I mean?
That's my thing. It's like I'm the same way with like I don't know. You celebrate it once. If you get married again, I don't know. I kind of have to be there. Like, I already did the whole thing with you once. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You get one. You get one. That's all you get.
It's like when kids have, when the people have their baby showers for like third or fourth kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that part.
Yeah. Same thing. You get married. Yeah. You get married once. If you get married again, just go do it by yourself.
You yeah. Dude, that's just, there. That's for you.
Yeah. Anyways, no. But yeah, and then that modded culture moved to January 3rd. So I'm going to do that. And then Severed is January 31st.
Yeah. Severed, that's going to be fun too.
Yep.
Lots of fun stuff, man. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is this an early episode?
Hold on.
Okay. It might be. We don't know. this one's a little all over the place. Well, thanks for everybody for hanging out and listening to us just jabber on for a little bit. There'll be more exciting stuff coming up. Once these shows start going and we start more stuff happening, more exciting things will be happening. But for now, it's just a little.
Yeah. Post-pod notes. I have post-pod notes. Pod notes, Tacoma dash, put back together, no rattles, steering fluid flush, clutch fell off at cruise night.
I have a funny clutch story. I had a Mazda one time that I had to bleed the clutch like every probably 3 days. And I actually rebuilt the clutch master cylinder a couple times. So it wasn't like I was just being like lazy about it. I actually tried to fix it, but something about it, every like 3 or 4 days, I just had to get under there and bleed it a little bit and had a clutch.
Huh.
And I just did that for a while. That's the same trick that Andrew drove too, so.
Yeah, that's all I got, really.
That's all I got, man. We're going to have it. This is a short one. This is our first short one. We've always hit an hour.
Oh, no, we could hit an hour. We only have 14 minutes left.
Okay, well, then hit me with something.
I just got a message. I just got an email. I looked down at my email and it just like threw me off.
Oh,
it
was
Yeah.
We got any questions? Now we're really digging for it.
Oh, I'm releasing a new video. It comes out today.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Is it some red truck updates?
Red truck updates, the 7-Eleven meet, some Tacoma content.
Now, today, do you mean today as in the present time, Friday or Monday?
Monday.
Monday. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to get it all done, but it just, it's kind of done, but I want to add something to the beginning because I'm actually releasing a new t-shirt too. For Dino's, but I'm not releasing it until like I want to do it like the week before Dino's.
So I love the teases that you've been putting out.
The little teasers.
They're fun. Yeah.
And then release the big ones. I'm not doing a pre-order on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I will pre-order talls and stuff for so people can order talls after Dino's, after when I put it on the website.
So you're just going to get some talls made and then have them, you know, for people who want them. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Speaking of, I was going to ask you about your shirts. I can't remember. I don't know, man. My brain is not with it today.
Fried?
I'll be honest with you. Not I'm not here. I'm somewhere else. So.
Oh, and then I have those shirts you're printing for me too.
Oh yeah. 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 Those are already out. Those are the Mini Truckers Never Say Die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm finishing those up. Just putting the fronts on them. The backs came out good. That's a cool shirt. Cause like, you had this, it has this like fade on it that it fades from orange into yellow. And that's like from a printing perspective is really cool. Cause like it's a half tone print. So I just use fine dots to like do that whole transition thing. And it was a fun one to print. Cause like it's funny. Half tones are funny. Cause like if when they don't work, it's the most annoying, like frustrating thing in the world that like, I hate it. But like a shirt like that, when everything clicks together and it all comes out, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. These half tones came out so freaking nice.
Yeah.
So now cool. That was a good one. They came out good.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So those, I'll get those from you this weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Day of the Dead show next week.
Day of the Dead show. And then I'll ship those out. I kind of jumped the gun on the pre-order on that one, but yeah.
Yeah, just because it was a while ago, basically.
It was like the end of September.
It happens, man. That happened to my my Alba Bank shirts. You know, things happen, you know. But I'm very thankful that we have very understanding people who buy shirts from us.
Well, it's funny because like some of the people that are ordering, I don't know who, like, I usually will know who they are, but some of these, like, I don't know who they are now.
That's actually kind of cool.
Like, it is kind of cool.
It means it's like it's reaching out into some parts that are unknown. That's kind of that's really cool.
Yeah, so I will get an email every once in a while, like, hey, I got an order. I ordered a shirt on this day, this order number, and I was like, that was a pre-order. It'll be shipping towards the end of the month, beginning of next month. Like, oh, okay, I didn't read that part. Sorry. Like,
That's cool. Yeah. At least it wasn't irate. Like, where's my stuff? No, and then you just here you go. Here's your money back.
Here's your money back. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
So you got that one. You've got the Dino's one. You said you're coming out with another shirt too next, like after that. You said you had like one after another coming out.
I do. I have the Dino's one, and then I have one that's going to come out towards the end of the year. But I'm
Was that the one that you were talking about, not to give too much away, but was that like kind of like a end of the year, like kind of like wrap up kind of thing?
Yeah. So the way that is happening is.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, cool.
There's a lot of changes going to happen at the end of the year. Like from 2025 to 2026, there's like things ending, things beginning. So like that vehicle is a rear shot of like driving away.
Yeah. I didn't know if you want to say it, but it's like that's a good one. I like that one.
And then I'll do something towards the beginning of the year of like driving in.
I like it. That's cool. So new shirts, new videos. I've been kind of messing. I don't want to say anything, that way people are like, oh, when's it coming out? Like, I was messing around with a couple of videos, but not really. It just maybe, I don't know. You know, one of those things that like it just kind of sits there and you kind of mess with it a little bit and then you put it off and then you kind of mess with, like, that's where I'm at right now. Kind of just messing around with stuff.
There's a bunch of them that you just didn't even edit.
I know. Last year was I'll be 100% honest with you. Last year, and the same thing that you went through, is I went through that phase where I don't want to do this. Like, it's just not fun. It's not fun. This is boring. I feel like I'm just doing this because I have to do this, and I wasn't inspired. And it wasn't, honestly, until LST and that really crappy experience, that something clicked in my brain. I was like, oh no, I got to get back on this. And so I got on the right track, and then it evolved from there. Because at that point I had no idea I was selling the 4Runner. But I was faced with that choice that we talked about many times before, about me either utilizing the 4Runner in more content or doing something else. And then that was the next thing. So like, this year has been a really transformative year for me, you know, like as far as like creatively and what I want to do and the direction I want to go. Cause last year, honestly, I just was like, felt like I was just spinning wheels, man. Just going to a show, shooting some content, just like, and it was uninspiring. Mm-hmm. I do want to get back to those, because now that I am more motivated, and that's what I'm kind of messing with. I won't say which ones in particular, because again, I don't want, because when I say something, I'll get like, when's that video coming out? I was there. When's that coming out? I'm like, I don't know. But there are like 3 or 4 shows that are still just kind of sitting there that, I was going to try to crank out before we did them this year, because I don't want to get them confused, you know, after the fact. But so I might just wait a little bit, wait for that to go down, and then just put them out and say, hey, this was from a year ago. But, you know.
Yeah. Could do like an end of the year type collage.
Oh, maybe. Maybe just take all of them and just make something.
Just mash them together
and take
two really fun songs. Like, don't even worry about the thing and just element together.
That would actually work really well, because since I was so uninspired, I didn't have like a story to tell in those videos. I was just filming to film, you know, and I don't, so that would, it would make a lot of sense if I said made a video like of 3 shows mashed together, then they were all within like a 3 or 4 month period, and just make like, that's a cool idea. I like that. I might put that together.
Making those end of the year videos is fun. Like, I got a bunch of content starting in January that I've never even put out that I'm going to make an end of the year video, just kind of a collage of everything. It's fun, because there's no rhyme or reason. It's literally just cool clip, cool clip, cool clip, cool clip.
Yeah.
Over a cool, or with a cool song over it.
Yeah. I like that. That's awesome. Heck yeah. Yeah. I'm a little, I'm more focused now. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm real curious what happens these next couple of weeks.
Yeah. this next year or so.
Yeah, let me see if there's anything on the drop. You notice Instagram's like changing, they're changing. Like
everybody has said that, but I haven't experienced it yet. I don't know if I haven't gone through an update yet or something, but I have heard people say that it's going to.
It's only on one of my, it's only on the FFF show.
Oh, really?
Instagram. Yeah. So the drop hasn't changed for me. The Grindr TV hasn't changed for me. The club one has not changed for me, but the show one, I click on it and you can see like the messages are at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. So, it does look way different.
Yeah.
Not way different, but differently.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Got anything on the old drop?
There was nothing on there.
Oh, my God.
No one cares.
No one cares about us. They're over it. They're like, all right, man, 100 and what are we at? 182 right now?
Yeah.
182. That's all you get, bro.
That's it.
That's it. But now we're still juggling. If you've stuck with us through this whole thing, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
bravo.
You.
This is more for us than you guys, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And I just like, I don't know, it's just one of those days. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this before. You're just like, I really don't want to do this, but
yeah,
here we are. Not to say, I don't know. Anyway. All right.
All right.
I think that's close enough.
Yeah.
Our websites, grindr-tv.com or The Good Life.
So many lives.
The Good Life, The Custom Life. Well, it's not The Custom Life. It's livelifecustom.com, but all the lives, just live life. Por vida.
Yeah. There's all still right. Drop shirts on there. There's the... Girl drop shirts on there. They're super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So go buy
Has anybody
one.
Bought any of those yet?
No.
Oh.
I mean, yes.
Make like, them cheaper.
Yeah. Yes. They'll find their place.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They like, always do.
We'll take them to Day to Remember and blow them out. So there if you go to yeah. Day to Remember, if you buy one of our new drop shirts,
mm-hmm.
For their those drop shirts are $30.
Premium t-shirts.
Premium tees. And we will give you an old drop shirt if you buy a second one for $10. How's that?
I like it.
That, two for 40.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I like that. Yeah. So Day to Remember, a couple weeks. We'll see you there.
Yep. All right.
All right. Later.
Later.